I tell you, it's amazing. I really appreciate Dr. Kessler for having joined me to talk about that very, very important topic. Can you imagine? We're going and going and going. And even when we're doing work for God himself, when we're just constantly going and going and going to the point of just about burning ourselves out, very often he's shaking his head and saying, nope, that's not what I want you to be doing. And it's amazing how sometimes we may even be getting ready to study. And God might say, you know what? Rather than put out the energy that it would require for you to study, this time, I'd like for you to just take it easy. For the next 30 minutes, the next 60 minutes, I want you to just rest. I want you to just relax. And no telling what God might be able to communicate to you directly while you're just resting, just sitting there with your eyes closed. Even if you're not planning to go to sleep, just sitting there, no TV going, just resting, your eyes closed, not letting your mind go a mile a minute, thinking about this issue or that issue, just resting. And of course, the whole purpose of studying is to learn, to gather information, to gain some more insights. Of course, we know that sometimes we can gain insight when we're not reading. That is not the only time that we can gain insights. How many of you have heard people talk about how they received an answer to a question, and it could have been a question dealing with a relationship. It could have been a question dealing with an invention, how to. And the insight came while they were showering or while they were napping. Yeah, there's definitely benefit. I do mean benefit to resting. Not the least of which is, if God is saying, I want you to rest now, we have the benefit of improving our relationship with our God by obeying him. So often we make the mistake of thinking, well, you know what? I'm going to do this. This is something that I know God wants us to do. He wants us to be praying all the time. He wants us to be always studying. He wants us to be always ministering to people. I know I need to rest, but this is the kind of work that really pleases God. So I'm going to do this anyway, even though I just sense within myself that God is saying, stop, don't do it. Just sit down and relax. Just rest a while. You know, there were times when he told the disciples that, just come apart from the crowd and rest a while. It's good that they listened to him. They needed the rest for their spirits, for their bodies. But they also needed to learn to practice obedience. They needed to practice obeying God. And so rather than second guess him, or, if you will, overrule him, I say, no, I'm not going to rest. I'm going to keep working. No, remember, ultimately, we're working on building our relationship with our Creator. That more than anything else. What is the greatest commandment? The Pharisee asked Jesus, and he didn't have to think about that. To love the Lord your God with your whole heart, your whole soul, your whole mind, your whole strength. So let's go ahead and take that as what it is, a command, and make sure that we rest. Yes, indeed, God does like it when he sees us working. He loves it when he sees us obeying, too. And working is not the only way to obey. Resting is another way to obey, too. And I tell you, God loves obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. It's better than whole burnt offerings. God really wants us to obey. So let's show him how much we love him, not just by working for him, but also by resting in him, resting with him, resting for his cause. Come back rejuvenated, able to do the work that we resume even better. All right, I want to tell you about a programming consortium for filmmakers that Black Enterprise is talking about, and they're offering some money. I had begun this topic a while ago, and it has to do with filmmakers, independent filmmakers. Leslie Fields Cruz is heading up the nation's only nonprofit organization that is dedicated solely to media content about the Black experience. She's executive director of the National Black Programming Consortium, or the NBPC, which is a Harlem-based media arts organization. And under Fields Cruz, NBPC has expanded its mission to serve not only documentary filmmakers, but media makers of all types in a new media environment, from broadcast to web to mobile. NBPC was launched in October 2014 as NBPC 360. It's the organization's incubator and fund, and they identified and selected both broadcast and web documentary series and a short narrative web series. Producers were awarded between $50,000 and $100,000 to develop their pilots. So now the group is launching year two of its 360 incubator and fund, and they're looking for the next innovative stories about Black people. The deadline is March 28th, and the 360 guidelines and applications are available at www.bit.ly/NBPC, the numbers 360-2016. www.bit.ly/NBC. All caps. Capital N as in Nancy, capital B as in Bobby, capital P as in Pumpkin, capital C as in Charlie. And the numbers 360-2016. www.bit.ly/ and then in all caps NBPC 360-2016. NBPC also produces the television documentary series Afropop, hosted this year's Fox's Empire breakout star Jussie Smollett. Fields Cruz is working to expand the organization's mission to serve artists in all types of media, from traditional broadcast, again, to web and mobile platforms. Also in the works is a succession of new funding priorities. Over the next 2 years, NBPC is going to primarily fund documentary and web content that explore issues of race and that center on social justice, with an emphasis on Black male achievement, as well as the international Black woman, as well as Blacks and the environment and economic inequity. The group is going to award productions with seed money as well as finishing funds. How many of you have gone into business and maybe you took out a loan and whoever the lender you were talking with provided you startup money, and you got started, you were so excited about all that was going on, things were just really, really moving for you. Then it came time to expand and you discovered you didn't have enough money for the next phase of your business. You got just enough money to get started and no more. And that's one of the mistakes that a lot of writers will tell us we need to make sure we avoid making sure that we don't get just enough money to start the business up and keep it going for a few months. But if we're going to apply for the loan, we need to make sure that we have enough to start us up and to move us beyond that first phase into the second phase. And so they're going to be making sure that they go about the business of providing funds even for those who have already started their project and you need to finish it. And you need the capital to do that. They're going to be helping. The National Black Programming Consortium is offering this time around up to $150,000 to independent filmmakers. Again, the deadline to apply is right around the corner, so don't drag your feet with this. All right, I'll be right back. Oh, by the way, I want you, just in case you're not able to be with me shortly, you know, towards the end of today's programming, I want to let you know that this weekend, I'm going to be looking at a number of things, including more information about privacy. Are you really getting comfortable with where the world seems to be going with regards to privacy? We're going to be taking a look again at who is God. And for the benefit of everyone who wasn't able to be with us earlier this week, Monday, when Dr. Marvin Newell spoke with me about missions outreach, we're going to be revisiting that same topic this Sunday at 2 o'clock. Stay with me though. More for this Power Friday on WTHB 1550 AM, The Voice.